This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. All praise is due to Allah, we praise Him. We seek His aid and we ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and the evil consequences of our actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can lead astray, and whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, none can guide. I testify that there is none worthy of our worship and devotion but the Almighty Allah alone. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared and die not except in a state of submission as Muslims. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single person, and from Him He created His wife, and from them both He created many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and observe the rights of your kin. Surely Allah is ever and all watcher over you. O you who believe, keep your duty to Allah, fear Him and speak the truth. He will direct you to righteous deeds and will forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed attained a great achievement. The best words are the divine words of Allah, and the best guidance is that of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the worst things in the religion are the newly invented matters, for all the newly invented matters in religion are innovation and bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance. We'll take some wise words from our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imam Muslim collected in his Sahih on the authority of Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu. An Abi Huraira radiyallahu anhu an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man nafasa an mu'minin kurbatan min kurabid dunya, نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة ومن يسر على معسر يسر الله عليه في الدنيا والآخرة ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه ومن سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة وما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده ومن بطأ به عمله لم يسرع به نسبه. These are beautiful wise words from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are authentically narrated and collected by Imam Muslim. And they are worthy of our attention and our sincere adherence, because they have the power to set so many things right in our life. So let's start with the first statement. The Prophet ﷺ says, من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة. He who brings ease to a stressed believer, to a Muslim who is in a state of stress, Allah will relieve him from stress on the Day of Judgment. من نفس عن مسلم أو مؤمن كربة نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة. As a Muslim, when there is another believer who is under stress, who is in hardship, who is struggling and suffering, and you are able to extend help to them, to remove that stress as much as you can, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promises that Allah would remove the stress that would fall on you on the Day of Judgment. وَالْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ Allah rewards in kind. You remove the stress from His creation, Allah will remove the stress from you on the Day of Judgment. But Allah is more generous than us, because the stress of this dunya, you know, will come to pass. It's not permanent, and it's limited in its scope. Whereas the stress of the Day of Judgment is eternal and long-lasting and is so weighty and profound and is difficult to deal with. So Allah, that's what Allah will remove from you. So this is an encouragement from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this all feeds into the description of the Muslim community, that they have each other's backs, that they watch for one another, that they care for one another, unlike the widespread spirit today that everyone and each and everyone for himself. That's not how Islam works. That's not how a good heart functions. We care about our brothers and our sisters as much as we care for ourselves. إِبْدَأْ بِمَنْ تَعُولُ You start with the people that are closest to you, your dependents, your immediate family. But that extends to every, to the bigger family, every Muslim, everyone who has faith in their heart. They have a right upon you that you help them, that you support them with what you can. They are in a stress, you jump for the help. You don't only care about yourself. Unlike this spirit that is being promoted now, that has become very popular. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا." The believer to the believer, they are like a very well tightly constructed wall. They tighten one another. They keep each other in place. They support each other. This is how the Muslim society and the Muslim community and the ummah, this is how it functions. A Muslim cannot think in such a way as to say, I only care for myself, I need to save my back, I need just to worry about myself and maybe my family, and I don't care about anyone else. That's enough. That's about it for me. That's not a heart that knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not a heart that has been revived with the faith and the iman and the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a believer looks out for the other believer, for what's good for them. But what we find is not that people are indifferent. Not only that people care only about themselves these days, as has become the trend, this seems to be, this is to be more civilized, keep to yourself. But we have gone a step further, where a lot of people are out there to abuse any available resource and help in any society or community. They walk around like victims. They really can pick up themselves. They can take responsibility of their conditions and of their circumstances, but they choose to be a victim. They choose to abuse whatever help and support that is out there. So when someone truly needs it, they don't find it, because there's a lot of crowding around it. And that's the problem. That's just the opposite of being generous and good. The original state of a person, of a human being, is that Allah has given them the trust, Allah has given them the responsibility to take care of their own affairs. To be responsible for yourself, to face life. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not overburden a soul. Allah will not burden you with something you cannot bear. This applies to the Sharia, to the legislation, and this applies to the Qadr of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned in a hadith that when a qadr, when a hardship befalls you, Allah sends support that is proportionate to it. But there are people who call suffering upon themselves. There are people who live an imaginary suffering. They enjoy to be a victim. They enjoy always celebrating the songs of their pain and their loneliness. And they are out there, they would tell everyone their story. They would stop you even for a minute and they would tell you their story and their suffering, and they want to milk your empathy and sympathy. That's the opposite of what a believer should be doing. That doesn't mean there are people who don't suffer. But we suffer every now and then, and we should keep the support and the capacity that we have for the people who truly need it. And that when we ourselves need it, we have it available. But to abuse that, by just being extremely vulnerable and embrace that victim mindset, is no virtue and is not an innocent place. A believer in this life is someone who fights for the place and for their place in paradise. It's someone who pushes against all of the conspiracies of shaitan, the planning and the plotting of shaitan to harm you, to destroy you spiritually, physically, and socially. You're literally in this life fighting, pushing against your enemy. So life is tough and hard. But Allah has given you enough resources to fight that. But there are people who just live their lives looking for support from anyone and everyone and thinking that they are entitled to it even when they don't need it. When you need it, let it be. Reach out. But the problem, what the people who truly need it, they are at a great disadvantage now, because there are those who don't need it, but abuse it. And that's the opposite of what the Prophet ﷺ is advising us. مَن نَفَّسَ عَنْ مُؤْمِنٍ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. If you ease the hardship of a believer in this dunya, Allah will ease your hardship on the Day of Judgment. Let alone the extreme of people who seek, who have this obsession with bringing hardship and trouble wherever they go. Allah will deal with those people. Allah will deal with these people. These people bring corruption, they bring enmity, they bring hard feelings, they bring pain wherever they go. They don't like seeing a relationship working out fine. They don't like that. It bothers them. There's an itch in them. They have to ruin everything. They have to bring evil. And these are the tools of shaitan, whether they know it or not. That's the extreme, the exact opposite of what the Prophet ﷺ is telling us to do. Then he عليه الصلاة والسلام says, وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُعْسِرٍ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Whoever finds a person who's in financial hardship, a believer who's in financial hardship, and he eases his hardship for him, Allah will ease his hardship on the Day of Judgment.
The same principle.
وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He who covers up a believer, meaning doesn't expose them for their faults, their sins, their mistakes, and their flaws, who does not expose them, actually proactively seeks to keep them unexposed. Not to deceive people, but to give them an opportunity to save face. Give them more time, hopefully, that they would fix their ways. And it was said by some of the early generations, الْمُؤْمِنُونَ عَذَّارُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقُونَ عَثَّارُونَ. The believers are ones who are always seeking excuse. They're always giving the benefit of the doubt to others. They apply the best explanation possible to your behavior. But there are people who only have su'udhan. There are people, because their heart is rotten, they can only interpret what you say and what you do in the worst way possible. إذا ساء فعل المرء ساء ظنونه وصدق ما يختاله من توهمي. When the person has evil and their actions, inner and outer, are evil, then they would start to see the whole world through that spectacle, through that lens. They would see, they lie, they see everything you say as a lie. They deceive, they think everyone is deceiving others. They are projecting their reality on others. Whereas the believers are people who always give the benefit of the doubt. They give the best possible explanation. They have no interest looking into your business, into your private life, and applying the worst type of interpretation. It doesn't benefit them. It only benefits the shaitan, and they know it. And that's why they avoid it. من ستر مسلما ستره الله يوم ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة. Allah will cover up your own flaws, because there's no human being that is free from flaws. You know, when we are by ourselves, you probably think you are the only one who has these, who does these stupid, despicable things. You say, I'm the only one who has this ugly personality and ugly heart. We are all that person. We're all humans. We all have our weaknesses. We all have moments when shaitan takes over us and gets us to do things that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Things that we would not want anyone else to see. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of his names, As-Sittir. Allah is someone who covers up your mistakes. He doesn't expose them. Allah turns away from your mistakes, not even, just to give you an opportunity, a chance, so that you can repent and make up and fix your ways. So a believer is also has this trait. من ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة. والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه. And as long as the person is acting in the help of his fellow Muslim, then Allah is helping him. As long as you are helping others in the capacity that you can, that doesn't mean to burn yourself to light the way for others. That's not the point. It's just to help people with what you can. Help them out. As long as you are helping others, Allah is helping you. And in ways you don't realize. In ways you don't know. And know Allah is always more generous. And Allah is the most generous. And He gives more than you give. So don't worry about that. Allah will never shortchange you. والله في عون العبد ما كان العون وما دام ما كان العبد في عون أخيه أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفر. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام ومن سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. He who seeks a path on which he gets knowledge, he learns knowledge, he pursues knowledge, and that's knowledge of Allah, knowledge of His names and His attributes, knowledge of His oneness, His tawheed, His rights upon us. Knowledge about what He loves, what He likes, and what He dislikes. Knowledge of what He wants from us, what He expects from us. And that's the knowledge of Islam. So whoever pursues a way in which he seeks the knowledge, then Allah will facilitate, Allah will pave a way for that person to Jannah. Why? Because the more you learn Islam with good intention, and that's a primary condition. When you learn Islam for the right with the right intention, that will help you become a better person. You know what Allah wants. You know who Allah is. You know the right from wrong, so you're more likely to do them. You know how great Allah is, and that He is deserving of all of what we can offer and more than that. When you have this realization and you learn it, you are inspired to work, to seek Allah's forgiveness, to pursue His mercy, to hope for His acceptance. When you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you, how He created you, how He originated you, how He provided, has provided for you, and how He has favored you, how He has protected you, and how He keeps taking care of you in the best fashion ever, then you would be thankful. You would appreciate. You would want to say thank you. You would want to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That happens the more you seek the knowledge of Islam and you understand the truth, provided you do it with the right intention. وَمَا اجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ فِيمَا بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةُ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةُ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِيمَنْ عِنْدَهُ. Any group of people who gather in any of the houses of Allah, any of the masajid, a gathering like this, a gathering like halaqa, Quran halaqa, tafsir halaqa, hadith, any study of Islam, in the house of Allah, when people gather together, مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. They are reading the book of Allah, reciting it, learning it. وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ. And they are studying it. Its topics, what did it talk about, the themes, the meanings, the practice of it, the lifestyle that comes with Islam, the knowledge about Allah, the knowledge about Islam, the knowledge about the halal and the haram, knowledge about Jannah, knowledge about the hellfire, knowledge about the reality of this life. When you study that together, a group of people in the house of Allah, إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةُ, Allah would send upon them peace and tranquility. This is peace of the heart that comes from connection and closeness to Allah. وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةُ, and the mercy of Allah would cover them, would shower them, would engulf them. They would be in a cloud of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, and the angels would flock around them. Around them will be angels, because angels love the mention of Allah. They love the name of Allah. They gravitate to places where Allah is praised and worshipped, where the words of Allah are remembered. The angels come to that place because they love what's good. And they bring with them the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ, and Allah would mention those people who are in the masjid along with the higher ranking angels that are the closest to Allah, that Allah keeps in His company. That's the privilege. That's the privilege. You spend your time surfing the internet, checking your social media, watching YouTube, following all those trends, doing all of this stuff. You don't get any of that. Any of that. There are people who are mentioned by Allah, praised by Allah, while you're wasting your time watching some nonsense on this media, wasting your time and your precious life, when there are people who are making strides to Jannah and they are getting the peace and the blessings and the company of the angels. Then the Prophet ﷺ warned against wasting our time, and he said, وَمَنْ بَطَّأَ بِهِ عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْرِعْ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ. He who lags behind because of his actions are not good, or they're not doing enough, then your lineage, your social status, your wealth, any kind of privilege or social superiority will never benefit you. What benefits with Allah is the works that you offer for Allah. The works of your heart, the love, the devotion, the fear, the awe, the hope, the seeking of the face of Allah, the love of Allah, the humility before Allah, the longing to Allah, the devotion and the consistency to make it to Allah, to paradise. And then how this reflects outward in good character and acts of worship and acts of kindness to others and a pleasant character. That's what brings you closer to Allah. This is what makes you speed up on this journey to Allah. وَمَنْ بَطَّأَ بِهِ عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْرِعْ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ. He whose actions don't carry them fast enough to Allah, their lineage, their position, their ethnicity, their social status will not benefit them. Then count on what matters. These are the beautiful words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the kind of advice that he gives us. And you know what? It's easy. And humans do that all the way. That you hear what's good and you never benefit from it. It's easy. It's easy to hear the words of Allah. It's easy to hear the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and do the opposite on the same day. Yes, it's easy. But you know what? You would be siding with shaitan. You would be missing out on your wins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you would regret it on the day of judgment. The believers say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. That's the, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Indeed, the believers' response is merely when they are invited to Allah and His Messenger, if they say, we hear and we obey. No questions asked. No buts. Whereas the disbelievers and the hypocrites, they always have an excuse. And each one chooses for himself. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us make the right choices, the choices of the believers and the truthful. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. ثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولمن لهم حق علينا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويذل فيه أهل معصيتك ويعمل فيه بكتابك وسنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا. اللهم اسمعنا، اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يقولون سمعنا وأطعنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وعلى تابعيهم ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين.